There once was a cave. And the cave lived under the ground, as caves have a habit of doing. But the cave had spent its life in darkness. And then one day, a voice was calling to the cave and said, "Come up. Come up into the light. Come up and see the sunshine." And the cave retorted, "I don't know what you mean. Light? What is light? There is nothing but darkness." But the voice kept calling and calling, and finally the cave ventured forth. And it was surprised to see that there was light everywhere. And it said to the sun, after viewing the light, "Now you come with me and see darkness." And the sun said, "What is darkness?" And the cave said, "Come and see." So the sun accepted the cave's invitation and entered the cave. "Now show me your darkness," said the sun. But there was no darkness. During these times that we've been exploring the idea of the one presence and the one power and our ability to use it, to use this power, we can take this story of the cave and the sun and see how it relates and illustrates this ability to use this one presence, this one power, which is God. Because the cave very clearly illustrates our choices, the choices that we make in life. The choice to use the power of God to experience the allness of God, or not to use it, not to use that power fully and freely, more completely. We can use that power to fill our life with all the good that God is, or we can stay in the darkness. We can stay in the cave. We can live in a life of limited good. But it's our choice, to live in the ground that is the world of effects. Now, we can see that this cave represents, and the darkness represents, living in the world of effects. Living in the world of effects and seeing those as the source of all of our good. Or to live in the light, which is the light of God, the allness of God, which is the goodness of God. But most of the time, we have lived, like the cave, so long in the darkness that we don't think that there's anything else. We don't realize that there's something else in the world. Now, we must recognize right off the bat that even though the cave has lived in darkness, that there is no such thing as true darkness, because there is only the lesser light and the greater light. For there is no absence of light anywhere in the universe. There is only light in every atom of expression. So there is the lesser light, which we, quote, call darkness, which we might think of as the world of effects, and the greater light, which is the light of God, the power of God, which is represented by the kingdom of heaven. We have access to this kingdom of heaven, this greater light, through the Christ within, which is the individualization of the only mind, which is God, the one presence, the one power, God power. And that one presence and that one power, as the individualization of all that God is within us, is always impulsing the thought. Come up. Come up and see the light. Come up into the sunlight. Come up out of the darkness of all the limited thoughts of your life. Come up and find that there is a whole realm of life and experience which is greater than what you are experiencing right now. That light is saying to us, come up and experience the healing life energy which is God all around you, above you, and within you. come up and experience that radiant, prospering substance of spirit, which is omnipresent and which can fulfill every need of your life. Come up and express and experience the glorious love light, the glorious love light, which is the love of God everywhere present, which can change your world and change everything in your life. But because we have become so accustomed to living in the cave and to living in darkness, we are so accustomed to the world of effects that we cry out, "What is light? What is it all about? I see only what I have in my life right now. Some of it's really good, and I'm enjoying it, but some of it is not so very good. When I look around me, I sometimes see some hurt. I see lack in my life. I see some dis-ease and discomfort, and I even experience some frustrations and some limitations. So where is the light?" But the Christ within always says, "Come up. Come up and see the light." And so finally, we come up to see the light. We finally listen to that voice, and we decide to check it out and see if that realm really exists. And we've been given a couple of keys as we enter into this time, keys that we can use to find out if there really is a light. And the first one, of course, is prayer and meditation. And so we begin to actively enter into a positive prayer time. And we begin to spend some time meditating upon the possibility of this light, of this good, of this power that is within us. And we begin to meditate upon it, and then we begin to speak words. We begin to use denials and letting go of the old concepts. And we begin to use affirmations, which begin to affirm the activity of this power in our life. And guess what? The light begins to shine. The light becomes active in our life. And we really have demonstrations. Can you remember when you first began to use affirmations? When you first began to take a time for prayer and meditation? When you first began to experience the truth ideas? Oh boy, those first demonstrations that came into our life, perhaps they were healings, perhaps they were prospering things, something that brought new prosperity into our life. Perhaps it was something that occurred in our life that brought love, a whole new experience of love and loving relationships into our life. Or perhaps you spoke the word and all of a sudden you found yourself experiencing a new measure of success in your life. Something really began to click. A friend of mine said that when she came into truth, the thing that really clicked for her was that finally life began to make sense. Life began to make sense. All of the things that had seemed unconnected in the past now begin to fall into place. And she began to understand what life was all about. Each of us has experienced many demonstrations of the truth, because those are the, quote, the loaves and fishes that very often we experience when we first come into truth. And believe you me, there is nothing wrong with the loaves and fishes. There is nothing wrong with the demonstrations that we make in the outer, the trips that we get to take, the new car that suddenly shows up, the job that was just perfect for us. All of those things are really great. And they do demonstrate that this truth really works. It is great when we begin to see the light of truth. We begin to see the power of God at work in our life, in our mind, in our whole experience. But then, when we reach that level of experience, does the Christ within us stop and say, "No, that's all there is"? No. It says, "Come up higher. invite the sun into your cave. Invite the sun into your cave. Discover who you really are. Discover that you are a son, a daughter of the Most High. You are a son, a daughter of the light. Of the light. Invite the power of the sun. The power of the sun, which is both the light of your world and the light of the whole universe, but it is also the power of the Christ within to do and be and accomplish anything that you want to do. So you say, yes. You say, yes. I agree now to invite the sun into my cave. And when you do that, what happens? Your whole world changes. Your whole world changes. And you begin to recognize that that light was always there within you. That you really always had the true light. The light which lights every man coming into the world. And as Charles Fillmore so aptly put it, is that the true light, the light that lights every man coming into the world, is and ever has been in man. So that light has been there, but now you have invited it, consciously invited it, to come into your life expression, to come into your world. And you begin to experience something quite different. But as you begin to think about letting that light fill your life, it may not seem as easy as you thought it would be. Because when you invite the sun, the sunlight, the light of the Christ, to shine fully and freely in you, through you, and all about you, it means something. It means you're going to have to give up something. You're going to have to give up all of those comfortable, limited, false concepts that you've been holding on to about yourself. It means that you're going to have to let go of all sense of limitation. And you know, that's pretty scary. It's pretty scary. Because you've grown very accustomed to them. The cave was very accustomed to living in the darkness. It thought that that was all there was. And when the sun said, come on up unto the light, the cave said, what is light? What is light? And when we invite the light into our cave, into the cave of our life, we find out that, oh wow, if I let that light shine in me, there are a lot of things that aren't quite so good that I'm experiencing in my life, and I really don't know whether I want these to come out into the light. So we may temporarily hug them to ourselves. We may hold on to them and not let ourselves be filled with light. It also means that we can no longer, if we invite that light into our life, that we can no longer live from the without in. That we can no longer say, all of those things out there are affecting me. We can no longer say, they are doing it to me. It is happening to me. We can no longer blame the world. We can no longer look to others and say, well, if they would only change, or the world would only change, I would be a different person. For when we invite the sunlight into the cave, we begin to live from the within out. We begin to live from the within out. We begin to change our view from the power being out there to the realization and recognition that there is only one presence, one power. And that power is going to express through us, as we give it the opportunity to. We begin to learn that we have to respond to the one power within us and not react to the world out there. Not react or act again what we see happening in the world out there. That's what reacting is, to act again what we perceive happening out there. We then choose to respond. To respond to the light of the Spirit of God within us, to the presence and the power of God within us, and let that rule our world. There's a classic story, which is timeless and appropriate, of the Quaker whose friend joined him one day for a walk down to pick up the evening paper. And when they came to the newsman was very surly and very gruff, took the money, very unpleasant. And yet the Quaker said to him, "Have a great evening. Isn't it a marvelous evening?" Blessings, and turned and walked away. And his friend said to him, "How can you be so kind and so pleasant when he is so ugly and surly and rude?" And the Quaker said, "I'm not going to let his behavior determine how I'm going to respond to life." And that's what we have to do, is we have to begin to recognize that if we're going to live in the light, if we're going to let the sun light shine through us, that we can no longer let the behavior of the world, of other people, determine how we're going to respond to life. And only when we do this do we really begin to attain true freedom. True freedom. Then we have the choice of not letting ourselves be dominated by outer things, but to take dominion within us. We begin to activate our sunlight fully and freely. We begin to give that power full sway in our life, and we begin to achieve dominion. Achieve dominion of our world. And then, of course, we experience the greater good that is God. So how do we do this? We do this by first knowing that we have the power. That's where you begin. To know that you have the sunlight within you. And Scripture tells you that. For there is that true light that lights every man coming into the world. That you have the power, the life, the substance, which is God, within you. Within you. And you have the ability to express and use it in all you do, because that's what you've been using all along. You have been using the power that is God, either to a limited degree or to a greater degree. But there is that vast potential of power, love, substance, energy within you, yet to be experienced and expressed by you. There is only one place to activate the power, and that is in your mind. And knowing that your mind is an individualization of the only mind which ever has been, the divine mind which is God. Your mind is an individualization of that one mind. Isn't that marvelous? Isn't that marvelous? And all the time you thought that you had a mind that was different and separate, your mind is an individualization of the one mind. And you can make a choice with that mind to consciously express it and experience dominion. Charles Fillmore in Adam Smashing Power of Mind says, "We must all step forth and assert, 'All power hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth.' If the central spark is like the divine, then we all have all power. Then we all have all power. And our central spark is the Christ. It is the Christ. So we begin to declare, 'All power has been given unto me in heaven and in earth.' And what is heaven? Heaven is that state of consciousness, that state of mind, that realm of thought within us where we have been given dominion. And earth is the realm of manifestation. the manifestation of all of the thoughts that we hold in our mind. So all power has been given us to use the power and the presence of God to its fullest in our mind to manifest in our earth the goodness and greatness of God. And of course, we have been given the way. And our way shower, Jesus the Christ, pointed the way when he said, "You cannot serve God and mammon." You cannot serve God, which is light, and mammon, which is darkness. You cannot serve the greater light and the lesser light, which is out there. He said, "If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be filled with light." So the eye has to be single. We cannot see God and. We must begin to see only God. Only God in the lesser and the greater expression of good. Only God in the lesser and the greater expression of light. We must begin to see all things from the one power experience. If our eye be single, then we will bring the power and the light of God to every situation. If we need a healing, or if we need prospering in our life, then we recognize that there has been an appearance of darkness. That is, false beliefs in which we have seen and perceived lack and limitation. But we have been given all power in the heaven of our minds to open our minds to the flow of life. We have been given all power in our mind to open our minds to the radiant substance and to experience a healing, to experience prosperity in every phase of our life. If our eye is single and we are seeing impaired relationships in our lives, then by using that single eye more completely, we choose not to react to what is happening in that relationship. We choose not to give back what appears to be given to us. If someone is saying, doing something that is making us irritated, that is irritating us, that is making us angry, or that we are hurting, remember right then and there that we are choosing to react. We are not choosing to keep the single eye. We are not choosing to respond from the power within. So we begin to say, "I will not let someone else's actions determine how I am going to respond to life." It isn't easy, and I've done it over and over again. Sometimes I have to keep on doing it until finally I begin to get the message that I do not have to respond to that person, to that individual, in the way that they are acting. That I can choose to give love. And Jesus also said this when he says, "Return good for evil. Return good for evil." And what did he mean? He meant return the greater light, return the greater love, return the greater good for the lesser. Because evil is only the immature or incomplete expression of light. So when you return good, when you begin to speak the good, the very first thing that you discover that happens to you is you feel better. Immediately. If you choose to react, what happens? You can get so miserable. You can get so unhappy. And if you're really good at it, you can work it up into a real tiff, you know, into something that really gets you going. And you can get depressed, and you can get down in it, and you can really wallow in it. But does that make you feel good? It just makes you feel worse. But the minute you choose to respond and not react again, You know, it begins to give you a feeling of being in control, of feeling the power and the presence within you, of really saying, hey, I have dominion here. That person may choose to keep on doing that, but I don't have to react. I can respond in love. And you know, as you respond in love, you change all of the buttons that have been pressed before and they're not there anymore, and you take dominion. We have the power. And every time we make the choice to use that power constructively, every time that we make the choice to fill our minds with every aspect of the only mind, the presence and the power and the light of God, we actively express that one presence, that one power that is God. And when we do this, then our whole mind, our whole body, and our whole world shall be filled with light. And like the cave, and like the sun, we can say, and rejoice together and say, where is the darkness? There is only light. And now we're going to meditate on the light. Cast out a little of that darkness. So I would invite you now to set aside anything that may distract you, to find a comfortable position in your chair, to put your hands in a position that is most comfortable for you so they do not distract you, and to relax, to begin to take dominion in the heaven of your mind, to direct the earth of your body to relax and to be at peace. And feel your body relaxing and becoming very peaceful. And then very easily and very gently become aware of your breathing. Breathing in that pure essence of spirit, breathing out all discord and discomfort, breathing in the pure essence of spirit, breathing out every care and concern, and gathering all of the tension in your body, all discomfort, just breathe it out. And then let your thought flow deeper and deeper inward. And join with me now at the center of your own being to share the words of the famous invocation by Charles Fillmore as an attunement with the one presence and the one power. I am now in the presence of pure being. Feel that. Know that. I am now right where I am in the presence of pure being. The one presence, the one power that is God. I acknowledge that presence. I am immersed in the Holy Spirit of light, love, and wisdom. Right where you are, right where I am, We are immersed. Every cell of our body, every phase of our being, every expression of our mind is immersed in the whole Spirit of God as life, as love, as wisdom, the infinite intelligence of the universe. The love that is God permeates our whole being. The life that is God radiates through every cell. The light, which is the intelligence and wisdom of God, fills our mind, our whole being, to overflowing. I acknowledge thy presence and thy power, O blessed Spirit. Feel yourself acknowledging the presence and the power of the Blessed Spirit of God in you, through you, and all about you. And in thy divine wisdom, I now erase my mortal limitations, the activity of release, of denial, of eliminating from consciousness every feeling of lack and limitation. So I invite you to release every sense of doubt, fear, concern, dis-ease, lovingly into the hands of Spirit, of God in you. And from thy pure substance of love, bring forth into manifestation my world according to thy perfect law. And from thy pure substance of love, I invite you now to fill your mind to overflowing with the love light that is God, to shape, to form that love light into the deep desire of your heart, so that you may experience the power of God in mind, in body, in your life experience. Be bold. Be free. You are the child of God, an expression of the allness that God is, and nothing is too good for you. And having declared and shaped and formed that desire, we know that all power has been given to us in the heaven of our mind to bring that forth into the earth of manifestation. For the law is, as in mind, so in manifestation, as in heaven, so in earth. And as we have declared this truth, and as we prepare now to come back to conscious awareness of this world, we bring with us a sense of new dominion, a new sense of the power and presence of God. And we look at our world and we say, where is the darkness? For we have brought the sunlight, the light of God, into our world. This we do affirm in the name and through the power of that light, even the Christ that we all experience and express. And to this we do say, Amen.